Earth and Sky.
Lori Hunter is a sociologist and population scientist at the University of Colorado. She said one in five adults is HIV positive in the rural areas of South Africa where she studies. She's researching the environmental impact of a family losing an adult member to AIDS.
We were wondering if then they're more likely to make more dietary use of local resources.
In households where a breadwinner has died from AIDS, Hunter found the family often has to rely more on the land and less on goods from the market.
One woman said to me while I was speaking with her, locusts are now our beef, which is a very clear substitution.
South African villagers already eat spinach, herbs, and insects collected locally. They also make and sell items like wooden utensils from materials found in nature. So Hunter is worried that when a breadwinner dies of AIDS, increased reliance on the surrounding environment is unsustainable.
As those kinds of resources dwindle, opportunities for the generation of those kind of livelihood strategies also dwindle.
Greater dependence on natural resources could also contribute to food insecurity throughout South Africa. Another reason, Hunter suggested, to think broadly about the impact of AIDS. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.